Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's another lovely night here at www.blogtalkradio.com. This is your Shooter Zalotta here, legend here for another show tonight where we're going to have a ball on our Thursday nights like we always do. My co-host Cornell will not be in tonight, so filling in for Cornell will be Cleon. Cleon, say what's up to everybody.
Wow, wow, wow. Rough, rough.
Cleon, say what's up. And also... Hey. Also, Shelly is on here, my other co-host, of course. Shelly, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, so everybody. Happy Thursday.
We're going to get it on. We're going to get it on tonight. We got a few things that we want to go over for tonight's show. First thing is we want to talk about the NFL and all this money that's being thrown around. I mean, just money everywhere.
We got that money
also, also, the NCAA tournament is here, finally, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to be talking about office pools in depth and why I think people like to cheat in office pools of the NCAA, and certain people won't allow other people in their office pool. And also, we have the entertainment report coming up.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We had the entertainment report coming up tonight. So tonight we'll have a great show. Again, you never know where you're going to go on this show. You might start one way, and you never know where you're going to end up on here.
Just go left, like left field.
Last week we ended up talking about Black Panther movies, so you never know what might take place on there, ladies and gentlemen. Big shout out to Rick Ross. I'm glad you're back with us, buddy. Take care of yourself. And we're gonna take a small, short commercial break. We'll come back with the NFL and all this money that they're throwing around. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds. I just come from the poet's part. Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it, this is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it. I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow gas and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes to move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime, go ahead and pump a pack. This my Regal Royal flow, my James Bond bounce. That 007, that 62 on my count. I'm an undercover liar, I lie under the covers. Look a bitch in the eyes and tell her, baby, I love it. You're my inspiration, you're my motivation. You're the reason that I'm moving with no hesitation.
They say this is a big, rich town, yeah. I just come from the poet's part. Bright like city lights, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
So I make a move, maneuver around the rats and wolves. I'm from the school. A hard knock, shots pop, bodies drop. Graveyard, pick a plot, cause niggas want your spot. I'm trying to stack shit, then I go legit. Hollow tips, stuff I'm in the clip, case niggas trip. My cocaine endeavors, give me corporate ties. I'm supposed to lose, watch me win against the odds. All I got is my word balls and my instinct. I'm trying to make it, we already made it, my friends think. We already on top, I got a bigger plan. No more controlled substances or hand to hand. White collar visions, game changing mission. Big risk, big wins, equal bigger living. Perfect position, watch me transition from caterpillar to butterfly in the sky.
Rich town. Yeah, I just come from the poet's part. Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. Yeah, I just happen to come up hard. Illegal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
All right, we back and we live on the line. Look, the NFL is throwing a lot of money around. Ladies and gentlemen, a whole lot of money getting thrown around. Who got that money around here?
Who got that money around here?
Who got that money around? Like Kirk Cousins, talking about the Dolphins, 3 years, $84 million, guaranteed. After this contract, Cousins would have made $135 million. Sam Bradford, 1 year, $20 billion. That's crazy. Okay?
So we got Michael Jordan money now.
Yeah, that's big money, yeah. Big
that
team.
Michael Jordan money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take a look at these players. Teddy Bridgewater, Tyrann Mathieu, and Michael Crabtree. I got them on here as a loser in free agency. Basically, like, they get the short end of the stick. Did you see anything about that, Cleon?
Well, yeah, because Matthew signed like a 5-year, $64 million deal, and he got and they cut him. So you know that's the thing about football is that's what made Kirk Cousins' contract so unique is the fact that his money is guaranteed. See, that's the biggest thing with football is that money's not guaranteed. That's why they fight like that's why they always talking about the disparity between football and baseball. You know,
explain that to the people because there might be some people listening that don't understand. So.
In football, the salary cap dictates the salary cap and signing bonuses dictate exactly how much you get. So whatever you get in your signing bonus is yours. All of the other money could be is almost like fool's gold unless you play out your entire contract. So a lot of these big contracts you see, them people going to get cut long before that. Now, they'll get their guaranteed money. You know, some people may sign like a $36 million contract with only 12 of it guaranteed. Well, once they finish paying you out them $12 million or whatever, that could be it. You know, they could pay you $12 million and cut you tomorrow. You know, now, of course, there's cap hits for it, but not a lot of – but, you know, of course, there's a will, there's a way. You're talking about billion-dollar owners, so, you know, they're fine. You know, they're fine with taking those chances. Now, in baseball, your money, what your contract is what your contract is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they very rarely use the guaranteed deal, you know, because you don't get it. I mean, Bobby Bonilla gets paid about $5 million every July 1st from the New York Mets from now until another about 4 or 5 years. You know, a lot of folks call it Bobby Bonilla Day because he gets paid because his contract was guaranteed, and they gave him that money. And they got to continue to give him the money, and he ain't swinging back since 2010 maybe.
Baseball always makes the most money because they play the most games, so that adds to it. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Baseball money is big money.
Yeah, and what's even more interesting about baseball paying the most money, it seems to have the least amount of injuries. And that's something I always look at. You know,
really severe, though, when they do get hurt, because those balls are flying at over 100 miles an hour. If they get hit,
it's very rare that you play 162 games without somebody going on the DL for a while, you know. So, I mean, there's injuries. It's just not – the season is just so long that you're able to overcome it. The only ones you're not really able to overcome is the Tommy John, which is your elbow. But for the most part, they put them on the equivalent of football's injured reserve, you know, for 10 days, you know, and then after 10 days they reevaluate. So there's still a lot of injuries in baseball. It's just the fact that the season is so long, you know?
Yeah, interesting. Good stuff, man. Now, I brought one question. I think I said this on this show before. How many games you think you got to play in baseball in order to get full benefits and full pension for the rest of your life?
Now, I'm not sure about the baseball pension.
Didn't you tell us that one time?
Yeah.
No, we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I know football is five. Football is five. Baseball maybe even less than that because you got some draft picks that never make it to the majors, you know?
Yeah, it's not even actually games, I should say. It's actually, it's not even that. It's days, man. It's days on the roster. You got to be 45 days on the roster.
That's all.
45 days on the roster.
That's a lick.
Yeah, but I mean, it's real hard, you know.
Yeah, it says 43 days in the major to earn the minimum $34,000 annual pension plan in order to get that amount. And just one day in the majors gets them a lifetime health care coverage. One day. Lifetime health care.
See that? Now, ain't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
All of y'all out there running out there wanting your kids to play football, I hope y'all listen to this right
quick. Exactly.
Please. I really
Less
hope
brain
y'all
injuries.
To this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, and you can argue that. I know you got some people on there that argue about that, but it's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's the truth. Baseball, in my opinion, is the lick. So,
baseball and boxing.
Well, you're taking high chance risk, your brain might not make it.
So who knows. Moving right along in the world of sports, did you all see Dwayne Wade. I think we talked about Dwayne Wade going to Stoneman Douglas. I know that.
Yeah.
But did you see him?
Yes.
Did you see him? He dedicated his season to one of the kids. Now, did you see that?
The kid that got buried in the Dwayne Wade jersey. Yeah.
He's dedicated his season. Also, he and what's his wife's name? The actress
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, her. Yeah, the gold digger. Excuse me. That's,
she has her own money. Don't do it.
Love. Well,
she
DJ
has her
Envy
own
just went
money.
Off. Listen, DJ Envy just went off on this Hoots and Mario today about calling his wife a gold digger now. So don't get put on the front page.
Right.
Envy just went slap off on the breakfast club today. I love the breakfast.
Ain't nobody never been scared of no light skin dude. So he can just go down somewhere.
Charlamagne called it beige rage. Yeah, he called it beige
ain't
rage.
Nobody,
yeah.
Ain't nobody never been scared of no light.
Y'all better get off them light skins. You better get off the light. Don't do it. He better sit down somewhere. That's what you better do. Get off them light skins. Let them know. I ain't never heard of no light skin gangster,
so I ain't thinking about it.
I have. Gangsters out here. You got to know.
Come on
now.
I ain't never seen him.
He didn't like Drake because he liked skin until a couple weeks
ago.
It's
all hate.
I like Drake.
He didn't like Drake. Now you do.
I like Drake.
Now you do.
He actually posted about Drake in the I Blame Tommy crew. He actually did it. He's a bad dude. Hey, man, listen, let me tell you something.
Drake is a bad dude, man. Don't give me wrong. I give him his credit. He a bad dude.
Yeah.
Don't be sitting up there like you know thug guy.
But say what you said at the baseball. At the basketball court originally about it.
Oh, you talking about why we're at the basketball? That would just be a funny one Sunday. But that was pretty stupid. I must say that was stupid. That was.
Yep.
But nah, man, Drake is a bad dude, man. I can't take nothing away from him. He is. He's a monster on that mic. I got to give him credit.
He's doing it. He is doing it.
So I got to give him his credit. He's the man. Drake is the man. So, and moving right along. Well, since we're on entertainment a little bit, we'll jump on entertainment a little early. Rick Ross. Rick Ross was on his last legs, it seemed like, this week. I almost thought we was gonna lose Rick Ross for
him. I did too.
It was scary for a minute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on
this man's bored on his own show? What is going on here?
Right.
What,
like he took the biggest, longest yawn, like
what is going on here?
Well, what I'm about to talk about is boring, but I got to talk about it. The fact that 50 Cent put up a meme. Did you see
that? He tried it.
Yeah,
he was so rude for that.
That dude's cold blooded. He is 100% cold blooded now. I mean, you live by the gun, you die by the gun. I mean, he obviously don't want anything from Ross either. You know what I mean? But sometimes just don't say anything.
They are not out here thugging. Like, I really need them to stop playing that role. They are in the studio. They have studio deals. They have endorsement deals. They're not out here thugging. They need to stop perpetuating that nonsense.
I've only heard of him backing down one time, and that was when Gabrielle Union went at him, and he said that out of respect for D-Wade, he wasn't going to clap back at Gabrielle Union out of
respect.
Which
is surprising. Because he's the clapback king. He always has something to say. What he did with Rick Ross,
my opinion, that right there was that. It's almost, in my opinion, like he don't care nothing about no religion. He don't care nothing. He ain't got no kind of morals.
That's petty right there. For him to do that, that was super petty. I was really disappointed in him. That man is in the hospital with pneumonia dying, and he going to put up a meme like, oh, well, what? Why?
For those who don't know, what he did was he put up the, if anybody seen the fight of Rocky against Ivan Drago in Rocky 3, mm-hmm. when Drago beat the hell out of Apollo Creed.
They
asked him about him, mm-hmm. and he said, if he dies, he dies. So 50 didn't put,
right.
50, what 50 did was he just put the meme up of the Russian at,
on that particular deal
after the Ross thing, broke. And, you know, everybody, right, anybody who grew up as a Rocky fan and still supports rap music knew exactly what he was doing. I mean, Rocky, one of the movies I can watch over and over and over and over again, you know. Not after four, but, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, yeah, you can watch those over and over again. So he put that up about
that
the Russian and said, if he dies, he dies. You know, like, I don't give a crap.
That was super tacky. So, that was like, tell me, you don't do that.
Man, 50 Cent don't care.
He could have said nothing and been just as fine. You know?
Right.
That's tough, yeah. Like I say, 50 Cent
don't
care. He don't care about nothing. It don't seem like he's too worried about getting it to heaven.
He ain't
worried about that. 50 Cent don't
care
about that.
The crazy thing was, what's his name? Rick Ross had an unsung on that same week when he got sick, and it was just crazy that the same night that they were reporting that he was in the hospital in critical condition and it didn't look good, his unsung was on TV1. So we got to see the whole, you know, background story to his rise to fame. And, you know, there was a time when everybody was calling 50, not 50, but everyone was calling Rick Ross a fake cop and, like, he wasn't a real rapper from the streets and he really didn't play ball. And it was, like, a lot of hate out here floating around for Rick Ross. And then when I watched the Unsung video that was on TV, when it was the television program, I saw how he did what he had to do. You do realize that Rick Ross was a correction officer for a moment in time in Miami.
Cops can be talented. Yeah, cops can be talented. And he,
yes.
Yeah, cops
sure,
can be
they
talented.
Can. Yes, they can. I'm not discounting that. I don't discount that at all. But everybody would say, how are you talking? First, you're using Free Ray Ricky Ross's name, the gangster from California who, you know, had that big drug trade going on, and not giving him credit for using his name. And then he was a corrections officer, so it's like, how can you be both? How can you be in the street and be an officer of the law? So at the beginning, or for a little while, everybody wasn't believing that Rick Ross was authentic.
Crooked cops killed Tupac. So guess what? He was a crooked cop. I don't know. Let's leave it at that.
Well, he pretty much said that. He pretty much, you know, said that himself. He's like, listen, I went to college. He went to college on a football scholarship, small school.
Albany State,
right there in Georgia. And he said that football, you know, even though he loved football, he was all county and Dade at one point. He didn't think he was going to do well with it. He walked off. He left college because he had a vision of something bigger. So when he came back home, his mom was like, you about to not chase no dream here. You need a job. You a man. You need a job. So that's why he took that job. But he knew too many people in the streets, and it was too much of a compromise for him to have that job. So he left it behind and pursued rap.
Well, that's interesting. Well, he can damn sure rap. I mean, and there ain't no doubt about that. You can't take
Florida
that away
boy.
From my whole
Florida boy is a
banger. But see, my whole thing with the rap thing, with the police thing, with them is why you tried to lie in the beginning. See, don't be trying to lie about
it.
Yeah.
You can't lie about
Brooke Records.
Like, come on.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
See, you lied about it at first. And that was my mistake. After that, you know, it's all good. You know,
he was worried about his image. And all he needed to do was just let his talent speak for himself, and that's what helped him maintain his position because he actually has the talent that, you know, that stuff doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah, he gave 50 more power when he lied about it. He gave 52 a lot more power when he lied about it.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
That was a bad call.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Don't need instant replay to see that one. That's a bad call. You're right. I like that. Bad call. Yeah.
But he's one hell of a businessman. He owns like 100 Wingstop restaurants. He employs
Wingstop
over...
Wingstop and Checkers.
Yeah, Wingstop and Checkers. I think he has about 4,000 or 5,000 employees. And, you know, that they all get a chance. And he says that when he goes into his stores, he does everything. It's like he doesn't go in there trying to act like a star. He said if he sees something that needs to be thrown away, the floor needs to be swept, somebody needs to be at the register, somebody needs to be at the fryer, if it's missing, he's jumping on it. And he don't want anybody in his organization that doesn't feel like whatever needs to be done can be done, can't be done by them, you know. There's some people
that
don't
like
that.
Well, you know,
that's
interesting because you're going to have some people that are going to say, well, that's interesting. He floods the black community with grease and rap music. So, I'm just playing that. That's kind of playing radio, I must say. That is kind of playing radio.
But it's just a real parallel. Yeah.
Well, I think some of the people that he got employed, if they wasn't employed, you wouldn't want them as your neighbors. So, you know, to heck with some of the people he got employed. When people get hungry, things get funny. And you see people got a job.
Man.
You know what I'm
saying? So wrong. So you trying
to say
he got the
job. No, I'm not saying everybody. No, I'm not saying everybody. But I'm not saying everybody.
All
right. We all got partners coming from Lauderdale. We all got partners. Be like, dang, I'm glad that Joker got a job because who I wouldn't want to be.
You ain't nobody's friend. You ain't nobody's friend. How you gonna do that?
Like Trick say, hey, it ain't that hard to mask up. That's right. I know a lot of them sitting right there for 24th Street. I know a lot of them.
Now.
I love it. Everybody needs some unscrupulous friends. Yeah, everybody needs some unscrupulous friends.
He's giving people an opportunity to get into management, you know. He's giving people an opportunity to really build a career and really gain good experience and get the appreciation of having real employment, you know.
It's his mom and his sisters running the business.
Yeah.
You know? He's
mom
the money behind
hustler,
it. But his, yeah,
the
but his
mom
and his
hustler.
Sisters are running it. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey, is that not crazy about this thing at FIU? Good gracious alive,
yeah.
Boy.
That is something else.
The bridge collapsed over in Kendall campus of FIU today. I think it says 950 people were injured and there's a couple of deaths, but I don't have the full
950? How many people you say got injured? Hello?
Hello?
How many people did you say
got injured?
I think it said something about 950. I was looking at NBC.com, so the information is slowly trickling in. There are 10 patients that were brought to the Kendall Medical Center after, it was 950 tons. That's what I read. That's how heavy the bridge was.
Oh, okay.
What the hell
950 people doing on the bridge?
Right.
Okay.
I apologize for that. Misread. But they don't have a number as of how many people died, but they did say that there were some deaths. And it said killing several. So, and this is coming from NBC, and I don't know the official number yet. There were 8 vehicles that were trapped under the bridge. The bridge weighed 950 tons. It was 174 feet long.
Yeah, I was watching the 6:30 news, and this company's been cited and sued and all kind of stuff. I mean. But I tell you what, this gonna be the last time they gonna get cited and sued. I can tell you that. That's a wrap for them.
Yeah, yep. It's a problem.
It's a wrap for them. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's a wrap for them people. Yeah, man. That's rough stuff, boy. But no, well, oh well. Yep. All right. What you got next, for us, Mr. Legend?
Well, what I got next? We got a caller that's been on hold and been patiently holding and that wants to talk. So, caller, we all over the board. So
as usual, that's how we do.
That's right. Caller, you live on the line, caller. Speak your mind.
Yeah, man. It's good. It's good to call in, man. I just got I've been hearing about it.
Hey.
And you know, I'm kind of listening to it, and we got a lot going on today. You know, NCAA kicked off, and man, it's been some exciting games. Some teams almost got upset. You know, of course, our Canes got upset, but I called that one on that last second buzzer beater. They was Illinois, Chicago was already in my bracket, so unfortunately I had to root against my Canes. But here's my problem.
He lied.
Here's my problem. No, I'm not. I picked that one. But here's my problem. You know, all this good sports coming on, and I'm hearing stuff about light skinned brothers and Rick Ross and all this other, you know, this kind of 50 Cent, you know, and then we call Gabrielle Union.
Are you picking
Union,
that on production?
God, no.
Are you picking that on production? Like,
I'm saying
wait a minute.
This is why Sports Dogs is a much better show.
No, he did not come on here talking about no sports dog.
I don't know who this is, and I don't know why you calling on here with that. And you was going down for a minute, but I knew you had an agenda. I knew you had an agenda.
I was feeling you for a moment.
This is the agenda you can have right here, and I'm gonna say it live on this show. Your agenda is to get on your knees and kiss my ass.
That was great.
All right, everybody, we back. Listen.
Oh, hilarious.
And all the callers, everybody, and everybody that's listening, I want to apologize for the behavior that was just exhibited on this show. All right. We want everybody to understand that that we are truly a family show. We're going to try to get some of that out. If you were listening right, we had a caller come in and say, and I said, when you call in, we want you to speak your mind. We want you to speak your mind. You know, but if you
clear
come
that throat, what? Let me clear my throat. Who is that?
If you come on here
weird,
and say something disrespectful, you're going to get hung up on. I'm going to be honest. Hey. Man, the last guy said about a sports show. And I'm about to put on Facebook now. I'm going to put on sports dog.
Do y'all realize the only thing he heard? Do y'all realize the only thing he heard was the word sports dog? He didn't hear nothing. Like Sally came to,
I heard
Sally
everything.
Came to the defense
I heard
of
it all.
Everything, and the only
I
thing
heard
he heard was sports
he
dog. And
yeah.
then he just went to cutting up. Oh my goodness, man!
I heard the build
up.
I heard him building up too. I heard the whole rising action of the disrespect. I was like, where is he going with this? And then he had the audacity to try to drop the nerve of him. No, you're not gonna call up here with that, buddy. Not tonight.
Yeah, I just put it
I blame
on
the producer. I blame the producer for letting him in.
Wait,
you trying to mess with our production over here, really?
I didn't know what the man was gonna say. I mean, it's no big deal. Like I said, it's no big deal.
That's fine.
You know, he can do. You can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. We're still here. This again.
Yeah.
This is www.blogtalkradio.com/.
That's right.
Speak on the 11, where it's been for the last 3 years. We ain't going nowhere. Ain't nobody
ain't going nowhere.
Off there. We're not like at other shows where the host gets kicked off Facebook for X amount of days because he gets reported for posting.
Ow.
We don't have that.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
We don't have that.
That's interesting.
We don't have to worry about what we gonna eat tonight due to what coupons we got. We don't have.
Oh
that
my goodness.
Here. Okay.
Oh,
really?
We don't have them kind of problems over here. So that's
facts.
All I got to say. Now y'all want to listen to that over there? Y'all go right ahead and listen to it. I know.
Do that.
You know, like I said a long time ago, in the words of Suge Knight, if you want to be on a real station, then let me stop. I don't want to get started. But dog, let's get back to business. Joe McKnight,
family show,
was a hell of a football player. Let me make sure I say that.
Better person. Better
all right.
Person.
Oh, you got a chance to meet him. I never met him.
Yeah, better person.
Joe McKnight, hell of a football player, was tragically murdered, and his killer just received a sentence. Of 30 years. Not life in prison, but he did get 30 years. So just score one that time for the home team, because it seems like finally we brought somebody to justice. Now, let's talk about breaking the justice football and murder. They had O.J. Simpson on the other night. I don't know if you all saw this. Did you all see this? O.J. Simpson?
Mm-mm.
The other night.
Yeah. Man, come on now.
You can't get that fool life, man. That's ridiculous.
He was discussing what would happen if he did it. Basically, he was discussing, you know, if he had done it or whatever. Meaning, I'm saying he didn't do it, but if he had done it, he would have done it. In my opinion, and I've said this all these years, it's only one or two people that did it. I don't know if y'all ready for this. It's either O.J. or his son, one of the two. And I said this for years, and I'm going to say his son, and I'm going to tell you why. He's the only person that got the same shoe size Everything else is the same. Everything else is the same. So the footprint's going to be the same hand size. His hands is just as big as him. Everything.
Wasn't he a little boy at that time? I mean,
no, man. No, no, no,
he was an adult. He was grown. Mm-hmm.
Listen,
he was
man,
like 21, no? Or 20-something, early 20s.
But, like, okay, for instance, today, I probably shot 120 rounds at the range today, okay? It don't take nothing to shoot somebody, okay? But to stab somebody, you got to be pretty invested and pretty pissed off with that person. I just don't know without a rage, without a reason to. I mean, you don't hear contract killers killing people with knives. I mean, that's a heinous crime, man. You got to get up and close and personal. You feeling that person breath on you. You know what I'm saying? You feeling that person on you at the time. I hear your conspiracy theory on that, but let's just stop for a second. Now I haven't seen the OJ thing. I've heard about it. I heard it's pretty despicable, but that's OJ. You understand what I'm saying? But for the son to do it or anybody that was invested, I mean, Nicole couldn't have done nothing to him. Nor the other dude, Ronald Goldman, for somebody who don't have nothing to do with it, go out and kill him. Even contract killers shoot you because it's not as personal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just my take on it. That's just my take. But OJ, now OJ obviously has shown us that he can have some rage in it, you know? But I don't know if you can just stab somebody just because somebody told you to.
Well, maybe another theory I've always had, which was the fact that she might have been on drugs. There were reports
what?
That she was
might
on
have
cocaine.
Been? That
yeah.
wasn't
yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah.
that wasn't a question. They were both on drugs. Ronald Goldman too. Cato was the man who used to go
one.
And get their little. He was the little gopher. He used to go get it for him and bring it back. But, you know, that whole situation, did you watch the series that was on FX where Cuba Gooding was playing O.J. Simpson? There's a lot to that case that we don't know. And I think the information that was presented during the trial left reasonable doubt. And if there's reasonable doubt, you cannot acquit. I mean, you cannot, you know, you can't convict them on reasonable doubt. But that family pursued money. It was more about money. At the end of the day, it was about stripping OJ of all humanity. It was about taking all
about
his
money.
Honor away. It was about taking all his money away. You know, it was
it's
just
about
stripping
it's
him down. It's
day.
Still about that. I mean, they stole the man's Hall of Fame stuff. They stole his Heisman Trophy. They stole all of his memorabilia and was just selling it like it was theirs. Like, how much... You know, how much punishment can one human being take for something that they weren't even found guilty of? You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
It's like, it's one thing to be punished, but when does the punishment stop? Like, is it forever? You're going to be punished forever? And he wasn't even found guilty.
Listen. Yeah, it wasn't found guilty of that.
Now, you got to think now, in the place where OJ beat all of this now, you just had a bunch of white cops not too long before that get off for beating the hell out of a man on national. I mean,
right,
on,
yeah,
for the whole for the whole world.
There's a
of
history.
So
of police corruption in Los Angeles.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, free Meek Mill. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
Them
free
Meek. them people weren't happy. That how the hell did he beat us at our own game? You know,
well,
I'm more inclined
about
to think
that.
The fool did it. Yeah, I'm more inclined to think the fool did it. Just based off of all the rage.
It.
I mean, he's yet to deny anything of his mood swings and no, I'm talking about anything of his mood swings and rage.
Of his violent nature.
His violent nature. He is
well, you could be a violently rage.
You
could be a mad, you could be an angry person with a lot of aggression and violent rage. The man was a top athlete. Like, you have to have a modicum of aggression to be successful in professional sports. Like, come on. But that doesn't mean that he's a murderer. I mean, it's people walking the street that's just mad. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. And they don't play no sports. They just mad. But that doesn't mean that their anger is going to turn them into a violent, you know, murderer, especially the way that those murders were described. And just like you pointed out, it takes a lot of physical agility and strength and know-how to dissect those people the way that it was described. And OJ ain't got that kind of training to know how to do all of that. And
that's
where was
why
his physical injuries?
That's
where
why
was his
I say
physical
his
injury
his
from
just,
that?
Just as big as that. His son the same size now. Everything
his son has a history
younger.
Of mental illness. His
son has
a history of mental illness. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
You know, so.
I've been friends with a lot of Hill legends since we were 15 years old. Was the best man in my wedding. He can't tell me to go kill nobody right now. All right?
Yeah, but
and
dude,
I love him like a brother.
Big
he can't
money.
Tell me to go.
What
but
the
you're
we looking
assumptions.
At a family of big
you're
money.
Assuming.
The feds watching.
Making
what
assumptions.
Money? No. You can't
man,
know. No.
You're making assumptions about something that we have no idea about the true background and motivation for those murders, other than it could be drug-related, and you never know. They might have owed some Mexican cartel people some money, and they sent their people out there to cut them up. And OJ walked
no
up
doubt.
On the scene, you know what I'm saying? And he's a black man. He's a wealthy black man, a star. He's got to try to get away or something because there's no way that they're going to see him on the scene and not make him the culprit. So I get whole trying to run away thing, and I don't think that type of horrific murder was done by somebody who's never done anything like that before. How could he?
Yeah.
Like the way it was described, that sounds like somebody who knew what they were doing. And to my knowledge, I never heard. Just because somebody's aggressive or angry, that they automatically have these types of skills to just dice people up. That doesn't don't match.
I kind of think the opposite as far as I think it was amateur night because I think it was a rage fueled attack. A cartel ain't coming. If a cartel was coming to kill her, they gonna shoot her in the head, cut out her tongue, cut off fingers.
Those gangsters do a lot of stuff, and they do a lot of things, and a lot of violent things like that to leave a calling card to let people know who did it and why they did it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So
well, But
you
know, you were talking about Joe McKnight's killer. May his killer rot slow, because that was the epitome of some privileged person who thought that he could get away with it. You understand what I'm saying? That just burns me up. I hope it starts somewhere on the back of his leg and just rot and just die slow. Excuse my Lord, I probably shouldn't have said that, but I'll get on my knees and pray about that tonight. Shout out to Cornell on his anniversary too, mother.
Wait a minute.
I had to go to something positive.
Wow.
Right there. I started getting angry. I started getting rage. Yeah,
that,
I had to go to something positive.
Super weird.
The
weird.
Beauty of black love. I had to go back to black love. The beauty of black love. Yeah, the beauty of black love.
Wait.
I had to go back there just to get off of that.
Let's rewind for a minute, and I don't want you to get angry, but tell me about the nature of this McKnight situation. What is this? Because you're informing
me
of something.
It was a road rage incident in New Orleans. And Joe McKnight, the former football player, God rest his soul, got into an argument with the killer. I don't even know the guy's name. Went up to the guy, got out of his car, approached the guy's window. The guy shot him three times through his window and killed him. All right, Joe McKnight was not armed. Yeah, he was not armed.
you know, he confronted the man in his car. Like typical, like a lot of road rage incidents. I mean, getting out your car is pretty extreme, but he did that. And the man fired three shots. He didn't run. He stayed on the scene. You know, he stayed on the scene. He thought he was gonna beat the whole thing is what I'm guessing. But little did he know that there is a God and somebody got it and somebody made him pay for it's gonna make him pay for his deal. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that being said, I understand what your train of thought was. I just was kind of thrown towards the end there when you wished our co-host a happy
black
anniversary.
Love. Black love. Yeah, I had to go back to something positive. I got out of character right there. You know,
and
I got out of character.
Okay.
But this man was taken away from his fiance or girlfriend, his child. And shout out to his girlfriend or mother or baby mother or whatever. She stood up and told the dude that she was not gonna make sure that his young son did not grow up hating the man for what he did. So shout out to her. You know, God's still working
strength.
On me, but shout out to her.
And the strength of a woman.
There we go.
Other news.
It is Women's History Month. March
in other news, I'd like to bring, seeing how it's Women's Month, I'm going to bring this to the, because there's a whole lot of women involved in this foolishness.
Uh-oh.
There were 198 people ensnared in a Jacksonville food stamp fraud.
The nerve of you!
A full stamp 198 of y'all, and I'm just say that like that, of y'all was ensnared in a Jacksonville food stamp fraud.
Totaling
$3.7 million.
What?
Lord have mercy. Now listen, before we even get into whatever details on some mess like this, let me just say
messy.
There were over 22,000 fraudulent transactions that took place for 5 years. These were people selling or stealing money. How do you sell money? From hardworking taxpayers right here in our community, and they are abusing the program that is meant to help people. The name of the operation was called Half Back because everybody knows if you're from the hood, you know that when you get food stamps, you get half of the money.
700
gets you
350, baby. 350,
bro,
baby.
Boy.
You get this 700, you give me 350, we cool.
I can't believe this one.
The feds watching, but what money?
So,
that's rough.
So,
that's
like I said, now here's what they were They created a business, and they created mobile seafood businesses that took EBT. So they would ride around, basically, and they would find to deliver to get your money. So basically, they just went around and picked up money all day, basically, because they weren't doing anything as far as selling seafood or anything like that.
They were selling tilapia? Oh, my bad. No,
I don't know.
No. He said seafood. He said seafood. I cannot.
So Friday nights was especially booming then. I know that. Friday nights on the first of the month. Lord, Friday nights was
it's
booming.
It's the first
Friday,
of the month.
Everybody booming. Lord, have mercy. I ain't heard that one. That's a beautiful one. That's beautiful.
Have y'all seen the food box? Have you seen the truck food box?
Hold on.
The worst one.
The worst one was LaJuan Walker's produce. Now, anybody named LaJuan and produce, that don't sound right right there. LaJuan
Walker.
Why
not? LaJuan can sell produce.
He had 7,390 fraudulent transactions.
Wow.
Totaling over $1 million he made.
Ooh. Okay. You buy, we fry.
Watching. But
you,
what
you buy, we fry situation. So you go to the store and buy it with the food stamps, and then you buy a hot dinner. Is that, was that it, the situation? Because I don't see how that's bad.
You don't think
is that what they was doing? Yeah, like if
they
to like Northwest, like you go to a fish store or you go to a, you know, a meat store, and you select the fish that you want to purchase, and then they fry it for you right there, and you buy the hot dinner.
Boy, that
nah,
that's that wrong. That during St. Thomas girl got some hood in her right there, boy. God,
you
boy,
never heard of it? You
buy
we fry. Come on now, you know it's you buy we fry everywhere. So do you feel like that's an infringement? That's not proper use of food stamps.
You was over there shooting dice with a lot of his legends and his homeboys. Lord have mercy.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you something. I'm asking a legitimate question. What does shooting dice have to do with buying produce or buying food?
White folks don't do what we're talking about. White folks, I'm answering this.
It's more white folks on food stamps than there are black folks. How do you know?
And
they were the ones who created that.
And they beating the system too, but all I'm talking. But listen,
terribly.
We talking about food stamps. We talking about food stamps and seafood. That's got us written all over. Now let's be honest.
Remember how mad y'all got at the homie from Florida State who bought some crab legs from Publix using food stamps, and everybody had a big fit about it. What was his name? I can't think of.
James Winston.
You know
I didn't
who
get
I'm
mad
talking
at
about.
That boy for that. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
James Winston. No. James Winston.
Yeah, Jameson.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the crab.
On the Ocala Public.
That dude.
On the Ocala Public. Hey, that's right in the Ocala Road Public. But listen, I'm just saying, it's just got, just like our host said, it's got us written all over it right there. Now, I mean, certain things, I got a Caucasian partner. And you know we'll be talking about certain things and I'll be like us or y'all and he'll be like y'all or I'll be like that's one of y'all so let's just say it, we fit in certain boxes, Sally. We fit in certain boxes. Food stamps, and seafood.
Food stamp
fraud
is our box. That's our box. The food stamp fraud
I said
box
food
is our box.
No, I said food stamps and seafood. The fraud came in later. I'm saying that's our box. That's our box. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's our box.
You are not gonna take me down the get out, you know, chamber.
If it was food stamps and Jack Daniels or something like that, that's their box. That's day box.
Wow.
This one, we gotta own.
We know.
I ain't owning that.
You know the first thing.
I'm not
the first
owning
thing
none of that.
With some food stamps, and some shrimp,
big.
And some crab legs. That's the first thing you get.
Say
that's
it
the first
ain't
thing.
Okay.
Morning.
Okay, Sally. Tell me this. How many did and silence is golden. So, did you stand in the line after the hurricane thing for the food stamp? Silence is golden.
This most recent one? This most recent one, Irma? No, I didn't.
Okay, so you
now,
said the
Wilma.
Most recent one. Okay,
yeah, but
all
now
right,
Wilma. But Wilma, though. Yeah,
right,
I got my stuff from Wilma, baby. Yes, I did. I
see
had severe damages to my homestead. What do you mean? I was a homeowner, and I needed assistance, and I am not mad or ashamed. Because guess what? I wasn't Nobody else was wrong who got it for the right reasons. I didn't do it for Maria and Irma, though. We didn't get Maria. We got Irma. I didn't stand in line for Irma. That line was wrapped all right around down Flamingo, going into CBS Park.
That's the only reason.
That line
reason,
down.
That's the only reason.
No, I really didn't feel like it. I really didn't feel like it. Had it been a little more organized, I probably would have, just because I'm a taxpayer and I feel like I deserve help when I need help. What's wrong with that?
Okay, good.
I don't feel like there's anything wrong. I'm a taxpayer.
Okay.
I work.
Okay, good.
Every day.
Okay, good. And who made it unorganized, Sally? Who made you not feel that good about going out there?
I wasn't fair. No, I drove past the line. That line was all the way down Flamingo both ways. Like, I was not even trying to do all that. I wasn't.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm about to do my makeup.
Hey. Listen. It was a hell of a show. I'm sorry we was all over the place.
It was exciting.
I'm sorry.
It was entertaining.
The forefront at the end. Yeah. Because that was pretty funny.
It was hilarious.
That was pretty funny at the end. So, you know, just watch it. I guess the moral of the story is don't listen to Sports Dogs and don't be messing with fools.
Hey. Don't mess with food stamp fraud.
Pretty interesting.
A cornucopia.
We don't go out here with Nasir Jones tonight. So we can have Nasir Jones, please. Please take us on that.
$40 million richer Nasir Jones. $40 million
Hey,
richer
with that doorbell. Ding dong.
Yeah, all right.
You want that money?
Good.
Good night.
Good night,
y'all.
Peace.
Hear y'all.
Talk
to y'all next week.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front. My face on the front page.
Don't
only if I have
asleep.
One gun, one
stop.
Girl, and one crib, one dog to show me how to do things.
Good night, y'all.
Like a cup of virgin blood. Mix with 151, one sip.
Hey,
make a
God, Lord, we just caught me on
hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence. So I'm going body this.